Capitol Records opened the Winchester plant in late 1969, and it was the fourth factory for Capitol. They had plants up in Scranton, in Los Angeles, and it brought one aboard in about 1965 in Jacksonville, Illinois. So Winchester was the fourth factory to be added, and ultimately it replaced the Scranton factory, which was phased out during the early 70s. Because it didn't come on board until late 1969, the original Capitol albums with the rainbow labels and the orange and yellow swirls, none of those were pressed there. But you did have Abbey Road being the first Beatles album that was pressed at Winchester, and then after that, the Hey Jude and Let It Be albums. And most interesting for collectors, the Beatles Christmas album was pressed exclusively at the Winchester factory.
If Capitol Records already had pressing plants, why did they need the Winchester plant?
Well, it was more automated, and certainly by that time, the jobs of the pressmen were a lot different, so it was a much more automated process. The other advantage that Winchester had over Scranton was that the employees at Scranton were union members, and of course that brought in costs. So I think one of the other motivations was a cost savings that they had by getting this Winchester factory online and phasing out Scranton.
And so what happened to the Capitol Records pressing plant in Winchester?
Well, ultimately what happened was the decline of vinyl. And as the vinyl became less and less, then the record companies were phasing it out. And then it got to a point where whether these factories would be tooled for CDs or not, and I think a lot in the record industry moved toward outsourcing the production. Whereas in the past, the record companies, the major labels, had always done their own pressing. So I think that really was the demise of the Winchester factory. The records that were pressed there are clearly identifiable in the trail-off areas. Capitol's different factories had different markings. Scranton had a triangle with IAM on it, which was a union mark. The Los Angeles factory had a star. The Jacksonville factory had a zero or an O, and Winchester had something that collectors had always described of something that looked like a thin-stemmed wine glass, but in reality what that was a crude drawing of a Winchester rifle, and that's how you can identify them. If you look in the trail-off area, you'll see something that looks like either a long-stemmed wine glass or a crude drawing of a rifle, and that's how you identify a Winchester pressing.